Saturday at New Genesis Wrestling Retribution, Shaz McKenzie is returning. And not only am I returning, but I'm facing Lexi Green, who unfortunately did defeat me in my NGW debut. But that was well over a year ago. And this time it's going to be different, because this time it is to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion. And if there's one thing that I like to do, it's make history. And this Saturday will be no different. I am more determined and I'm more fight in me than ever before. And Lexi Green, unfortunately, that means your days are numbered and you'll be leaving with a broken heart.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me is the loudest mouth of the commentary stand, the Guido with the shirt to match this week.
Yeah, I thought I'd spruce things up a bit here. You know, things seemed a little boring, but like on my end. I'm not saying the show.
Oh, so we got some words to start us out with from Shaz McKenzie tonight.
Yeah, exactly. She is,
of course, going to be facing Lexi Green to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion this weekend.
And of course, Big Mama is going to be awarding the Women's Championship belt.
Yes, Big Mama Love, member of the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame. And it's been a year-long tournament to find our first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yep, and it all comes to a head at the Lou Civic Center, Muskoka, Illinois, this Saturday night.
Yep, and if you haven't already, make sure that you get your tickets now at ngw.ticketleap.com. And Guido, you already have a hater in the comments.
Oh, shocker.
Infamous Dardar. Of course, you know, hashtag Guido's fault. Because, of course, you do remember the new rule, don't you? Don't you, Guido?
Yes, I remember the new rule. I was recently sent a revised contract by NGW management. It's very adamant. They're very adamant also that I try to keep myself composed at the commentary table. So,
yeah, somebody's getting that bleep button worn down a little bit. But, well, you know, of course, you know, the big thing that we're going to be having this Saturday is, of course, going to be the main event with Playboy Double H taking on Jerry Morgan.
Exactly. Playboy and Shooter. One man's going home, the NGW World Heavyweight Champion. The other one's just going home.
That's a good way to look at it there, Guido. But, you know, I'm not sure if you caught us last week or a couple. Oh, no, you were here. You were here when we booked.
I was here a couple weeks ago.
Live. Yeah. I keep getting my weeks mixed up. But, yeah, you were here when Jerry was in the comments saying that he wanted to be the guest on the show.
And I was saying, yes, let's bring him on.
And we have Krista Hansen. Well, probably Jerry's number one fan in the chat here. And, of course, Shaft, infamous Shaft, your partner on the commentary table.
Exactly. And I'm not going to lie. It's great to work with someone who's had such experience in the business. He brings an awful lot to the commentary table. Always a pleasure to work with him. Sir, I will look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
And I'm certain that he's looking forward to calling the matches with you tonight, too. All right, but what do you say we go ahead and get to Jerry Morgan?
Well, he's been chomping at the bit for 2 weeks, so you know I think we better. Otherwise, we might end up in the show.
Give him his platform. So, everybody, please welcome Jerry Morgan to the stage. Hello, Jerry. How are you doing tonight?
Oh well, busy as always, but I made time for this. I know it's kind of at my own request here, but
it certainly is. Oh, you know what? We forgot to play your proper introduction, though.
Oh, okay. I don't hear anything. It must be good.
It was the Jerry chant from Jerry's Prayer. Although I think you could lay claim to it after what happened at Scorched Earth.
Yeah, that was definitely not expected for sure. Definitely not expected for sure.
But it must feel good to know that the NGW faithful are behind you and want to see you not only defeat Playboy Double H but become the new NGW heavyweight champion.
Yeah, I mean that's the plan, you know. I know definitely I have the deck stacked against me as everyone does when they wrestle Playboy. But that's kind of the fun of it too at the same time, like in a morbid way. You know? That in itself is a challenge. So, I mean, this is an interesting matchup in general. You know, you got your classic, you know, pro style wrestler, and then you've got your classic pro style heel, bad guy, you know? So it's like, which way can it go? You know? I've thought about it a bunch of different ways. And quite honestly, I'd almost, depending on how it goes, depending on who the powers that be, I know it's right now, you know, he still has a championship advantage, you know? So, yes, I mean, as far as I know, we don't have any stipulations. There's nothing different about it. This is a straight up one-on-one match with that having rules. So, I'm just looking forward to seeing if anything else pops up in the meantime, you know, if we get any special rules or any type of, you know, barred from ringside type of stuff. Cause I can tell you now, since I've been in NGW and a lot of other places, there's not many people who can beat me one-on-one, you know, rules or no rules. So I'm definitely looking forward to see what happens here in the next few days. See if they, you know, do something like PYT's barred from ringside.
Yeah, or I mean, if we're gonna. So far, your only losses really, you know, have been to Sid Holland, which the match between you and Sid Holland is currently up on the NGW YouTube page.
Yep.
Where you didn't give up. I still contend that match was a ref stoppage.
Yeah, I mean, technically, some folks can be on either side of the fence. And me personally, if I were in Sid's shoes, if I was Sid, I would 100% count that as a loss. You know, so I can't argue it. You know, I will submit once again and say that Sid was my first loss in NGW. You know, I know I didn't tap out, but neither did Stone Cold, and he was still the loser.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
We got a couple of comments popping off in the chat here.
Oh, here we go.
Make sure that you're commenting down below in the chat, or you're asking Jerry some questions, because somebody here is going to be winning not only the traditional signed poster, but two tickets to the NGW show this weekend at the Lucivic Center in Muskoka, Illinois. So make sure you're commenting down below, shooting Jerry some questions, and you might have a chance to win. And, well, this really is more of a personal opinion, but we got Reinhard the Hooligan in the chat saying that you suck, Jerry.
Yeah, wouldn't expect anything less, you know? You know, he and I are going to cross paths one day, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen at some point. He'll see. He'll see just like everybody else.
And we have Jennifer Lindhorst saying, we love you, Jerry. Evie says, I miss you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We got Bo Boothman saying, boo, get this hack off the screen. You're not fit to lace Playboy boots.
I've seen Playboy's boots. They're falling apart. I wouldn't want to lace them.
Chris is saying the only way that Playboy's going to win is if he cheats.
Well, that's normal.
Well, Chris, I would have to agree. I mean, Playboy's so shady, he tries to cut corners on a circle.
That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I'm super pumped up for Saturday. I've actually got a lot of, in my opinion, big-time matches coming up. So this is definitely one that's on the list. So we've got our NGW Heavyweight Championship match this Saturday. And then we've got nothing going on at IWA this month because they're off. And then October, I'm going to go reclaim my Outburst Championship. I kind of got hosed on that one. I'm kind of mad about it.
I wasn't there for that one, but I...
A little bitter. Well, then it's probably your fault. You're the bad luck. It's bad juju.
Ah.
No, just teasing. No, kudos to the old Dex. You know, he snuck in a fast one on me. So I'll give him credit where credit's due.
We also have Eddie Jameson in the chat proclaiming that Jerry sucks.
I get that a lot, actually.
And we got Reinhard looking like he's starting to pick a fight. And when we cross paths, I'm going to kick you in the head and take the win.
I mean, that's the idea. I mean, at least your strategy's on point. But now that you told me, I'll be looking for it.
Yeah, now you're just gonna keep your eye on his feet, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know. I've watched Reinhard a lot. I know what he's got. I know what's in his arsenal. He's going to pull out something different. He's going to do something different. He's well scouted, so I'm not worried. To be quite honest, I'm not worried. He's going to have to do something I'm not used to catch me off guard.
Okay. Well, speaking of doing something different. Sorry, I don't mean to step on you.
No.
All right, Will, go ahead.
But speaking of doing something different, to kind of get back to now, I mean, I've called matches where you've become the top guy in companies before. So I have to ask, is there something different that is in your preparation going into this contest? Because, you know, as much as I don't want to, I have to give the devil his due. Playboy Double H has been one of the top guys in the area for a reason. So, not that I'm asking you to give anything away, but has there been something different in your mindset? And in, like, is there been any extra training? Are you developing any new holds? Are you dieting differently going into this?
Well, I'm trying to stay in shape, obviously. But the harsh reality of my situation that I'm going to be in on Saturday is it doesn't matter what kind of shape I'm in. It doesn't matter how I prep for this match. To be 100% honest, it none of that matters. Because the wild cards are always going to be the rest of PYT. It does not matter how much I train. It does not matter how heavy the weights are that I lift. It doesn't matter what I eat, how I sleep. None of that matters. I could be in the best shape of my life. I could be the biggest, the strongest, and the fastest in the ring. I can be in the best shape in the ring. I can run him ragged and have him gassed within 2 minutes if I wanted to. But that doesn't mean anything if PYT gets involved and is that X factor, as we all see. So in my opinion, that is the same X factor that a lot of people are having a hard time cracking the code on. You know, that's why he's been on top for a while, is because he has a system in place that works for him, and he takes full advantage of it. It's not a bad strategy. It's honestly, it's not. As long as it works, it's not a bad strategy. I can't hate on it. The best I can prep is to see if I have any allies, right? And I've said it before, and I've mentioned it in group chat and in the comments on this show before, is are we going to be able to neutralize PYT to make this thing fair? Because like I said, in a fair fight, there's not anybody that can probably beat me one-on-one. Like if you go down the list, there might be two, maybe three guys tops on this roster that can beat me one-on-one. In a fair fight, you know, if we wrestle 10 times out of 10, we can probably have a couple guys that'll beat me a few times out of that, you know, 10 times out of 10. But when you have that deck stacked against you, it doesn't matter how you diet or prep. So for me, it's staying disciplined. It's staying on the course that's made me successful so far. I make a joke all the time about promoters. He trims the beard. Not quite.
Trims the beard.
It was getting a little homely looking, so I did knock it down a little bit. So, and yeah, but honestly, you know, depending on the match, I will trim my beard, because if it's, you know, if it's going to be at a detriment to myself, if someone can use it as a weapon, I tend to trim it down for strategy. But what I was saying was, in the group chats, or I'm sorry, not the group chats, but in the comment section, is how are we going to neutralize PYT to make this thing fair? So I'm still kind of waiting on that, seeing if there's any brave souls out there that are willing to embark on that journey for no reason other than just to stop the baloney, you know? But I really haven't prepared any different to shortly answer your question. No, I haven't.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the possibility of a couple allies, because last month at Scorched Earth, when you were facing off against Preacher for the Lightning Division Championship. Yeah, I know. I said it. All right. Anyway, when you were facing off for the Lightning Division Championship, and the current champion was attempting to leave with the title, you had a little bit of help there in Shrapnel, and Logan came out and forced Preacher back to the ring. Of course, Shrapnel and Logan were having a number ones contender match for the Lightning Division Championship. But
right. Yeah, I mean, I knew that their intentions were well, right? They didn't it wasn't done in malice or on purpose. And I know that looking back at it. At the time I was quite heated, you know, and disappointed. But it wasn't done on purpose for that to happen. It was just those things happen. Yeah. Good old Preacher tried to run out like a banny rooster with that championship, but. Got it out of the way.
Got it out of the way. We got the infamous Dardar in the chat saying that she's going to have a sign made for you.
Oh, for me? Yeah, I'm sure she will. It'll probably have all kinds of fun PYT stuff on it. So it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it wasn't done out of malice. Yes, they did come out to help. I'm not mad at either one of them. I'm more disappointed in myself for, I'm just more disappointed in myself that I got distracted like I did. You know, it's more my fault than anybody else's for kind of running right into that. And I'm kind of mad at myself for it. Cause I'm notoriously here lately anyway, in this run I've been on, been telling promoters, don't book me in championship matches, you know, just don't do it. I'm going to win them. So
it keeps happening.
Yeah. I keep winning them. So, I mean, it's a ongoing joke. You know, I have one at Broadway, like they won't give me a heavyweight championship match. They won't do it because they know better, you know? So that, I mean, it's one of those things where like, you can roll the dice, put me in there, but chances are I'm coming out with the belt. So, I'm coming out with the championship. So,
Dardar saying to take a photo with Guido so she can die laughing.
I don't get the joke. I've seen it on here, but I don't understand the joke. Can someone explain that to me?
Apparently, if you take a photo with me, it's something like the Dark Side's cookies. It makes you start doing naughty things.
Oh well, I'm good. That's how I've made my money.
See, we had a. Guido on actually as a guest a while ago, and Guido's fun fact was that shortly before it was Natalia and Becky Lynch, and then you proclaimed a third.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley too. So
Rhea Ripley before they all went heel, Guido took a picture with them.
Okay.
And it scorched earth before the show. Guido took a picture with Dexter, and we all know what happened there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
You know what?
Just now I get the joke.
I'm going to find Dardar. We'll see if I might have the opposite effect.
That's right. See if you can convert her over to the light side.
I can't take a picture with Talent. Didn't say anything about the fans.
It's true. I mean, I'm not afraid. I don't know why. I mean, honestly, I normally, if I'm peeling the curtain back here a little bit, I've always done my own thing, you know. I've always done what I deem as successful behavior, and that's just be mean and hateful and twist body parts till I hear stuff crack and pop and get people to tap out.
Yeah, but that kind of attitude behavior seems to have gotten the NGW fan base behind you.
Yeah. You guys are just as surprised as I am.
Well, to be honest, I've always been a big fan of mat-based wrestlers, submission wrestlers. So it's because it's that, you know, it's more that getting to that point to where you finally get the your opponent to basically bend to your will physically. Do you like doing that, having that style, or do you ever wonder if like, maybe I should go to the top rope a little more often or changing up your style or anything like that?
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm not opposed to doing anything different. For me, it just depends on most matchups. Right. And, historically speaking, I'm normally a smaller guy going in there. So I used to have to do a little more speed work, a little more aerial assaults, strikes, stuff like that. Because most time, I mean, back when I first started, I was way smaller than everybody else. So, my offense was completely different back then. But coming back into the game a couple years ago, when I walked in the locker room, I realized I'm not the smallest guy in the room anymore, you know? So now I can actually use what I know and use what I feel like I'm strong at to win matches and, like I said, break people down and all that fun stuff. So I love that. Honestly, my favorite style is grinding people out, making it painful, breaking their will first, and then breaking their bodies in the process. So I don't know what it is. There's just something morbidly awesome to me about being able to physically dominate an opponent. You know what I mean? Just be able to absolutely manhandle your opponent and make them want to quit.
Well, you're good at, you know, the thing is that there are two types of shots that I absolutely love getting. And of course, those are the high impact shots, you know, a good, clothesline or a good power bomb, or in your case, a wonderful, wonderful series of suplexes. But also, I really enjoy getting those hold shots because you can get a lot of expression from not only the person who is being held, but the person doing the holding. Prime example, this right here.
I thought I had him there. I did.
I think everyone did.
I thought that was it. You know, that was the game over, sticking the tongue out, you know?
Should have done some more dragon screws.
Yeah, probably.
Got Bo saying, you all look like the same guy at drastically different points in your life. Morgan's clearly during the through it all way stage.
Yeah.
Full regret stage.
Dang, dude.
He's oh, not a man.
I thought I was at that throw it all away and living with regret stage.
Well, to be fair, Bo's wife loves me. That's where the heat comes from.
Yeah. So I get it. Is one of your biggest fans.
I get it. I'm not even mad at it. I respect it. He can say whatever he wants.
Dardar out here calling us Mr. Clean Brothers.
Yeah. Mine is awfully short.
Oh, no, I got stuff up here. I mean, when I decide to grow it out.
Yeah. Not me. Not me.
Yep, same here. I learned I can't fight Father Time. So.
Same.
I'm still fighting him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's undefeated, camera guy. Not going to lie.
That's right. Dardar says, yeah. Wait, she used to be a Jerry Morgan fan? I mean, you can still be one. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, we can, you know, we can send you the fan club form.
Yeah. We got Chris Bean saying PYT fair.
As in them being fair.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to get back to the main event. What's this? They can't be sure. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing I'll always do is I'll tell the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. And that's, I don't know if that's, even if it's to my own detriment, I'll still tell the truth. So.
Savage saying we're all up for the same gig in the shampoo commercial.
100%. I'm going to win though.
Is that a WrestleMania 18 reference? I feel like that's a WrestleMania 18 reference.
I can shampoo my beard, you know?
Well, yeah, you have to.
Yeah. We can do the shampoo and the beard. Yeah. Yeah, so let's see here. What do we got? So we got who's all going to be out at the ring for the main event, right? Do we all know that everybody's going to be there? Or what are the over under for how many people are going to interfere in this match on Saturday?
Well, let's see.
We know for a fact that Playboy's going to be there.
Well, yeah.
We know. Yeah, we know. Nikki Monroe's going to be there. We know.
Yeah.
Virgil Holmes is going to be there. Tobias and Marco Hendricks are going to be defending the tag team titles and a run back against the Fam, so they're going to be there.
Maybe unless the fam takes them out.
That is true.
That's a good point.
If the fam handles business.
Curtis Payne's going to be there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who did he? Oh, it was the Fam also.
Yeah, he got involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might not be there either. The Fam gets a hold of those guys, they're in trouble.
Well, the Fam, of course, is going to be trying to become the first ever three-time NGW Tag Team Champions. And PYT, of course, is also trying to take pretty much all the gold in the company.
Yeah. Honestly, I think realistically, I don't think anyone legitimately thinks I'm going to win this match Saturday based on how much the deck is stacked against me, but I get an opportunity to show people that it doesn't matter how many guys you have. I'm still going to be perseverant regardless. I mean, you can cheer me or boo me all you want. As long as you're making noise, I don't care. I'm going to shock everybody on Saturday. 1,000%.
Even when you have, it becomes a little bit of a tricky situation because a lot of people tend to get distracted by PYT members during a match against a member of PYT because, you know, infamously like Virgil Holm or Nikki Monroe will jump up on the ringside, start badgering you, and then you get distracted and think, all right, well, I need to get them down. You know, which is really the ref's job, but then the ref becomes distracted, and then whoever you're facing gets the opportunity for some creative tactics while the ref's back is turned.
Correct.
Love the way you use the phrase creative tactics.
It is creative tactics. It's only cheating if you get caught.
That's right. So what do we do about it? So what do we do about it? Let's brainstorm here, guys. What can we do collectively? What do the people want to see? Do they want to see the same old shtick? Right? Zip ties, handcuffs, You know, tie him to the bumper of someone's car in the parking lot so they can't even get in the building. You know what I mean? What do people want to see? Do they want to see PYT do the same thing every single month, every single week, every single show, and just ruin matches over and over and over again? Or what are we going to do about it? Right? Am I going to have to campaign and run through and see if I can collect a group of individuals to keep PYT away so I can get Playboy to myself, or what?
Well, I've noticed that
he ultimately wants to see, except for Dardar, of course, is essentially PYT to get their comeuppance.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
But as you said, the trick is how.
Trick is how. It takes it's going to take a village, to be honest. It's not just going to be one person, that's for sure. Or two, or three. It's going to take a village.
Someone tell Dardar I am in my room.
Well, I said, even if you don't get distracted by the member of PYT, you know, the ref can. And then even if, say, the person, you know, Nicky Monroe, Virgil Holmes, Curtis Payne, winds up getting a hit in on you, well, there's championship advantage. So, yeah. You might win the match, but you haven't won the title.
Correct. And that's the unfortunate side of this whole thing, is I can be winning the match or in moments away from doing that, and it all goes away just like that. But that's the game we play with these guys. You know, I when I got asked or granted this match, I knew exactly what I was gonna get myself into. And I gladly accepted it because I have the opportunity to shock the entire landscape of NGW and IWA Productions, and even across the river at MMWA, the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that folks who aren't taking this match seriously in the aspect of me winning prior to the big blow-off show of the year, you're sleeping. You're heavily mistaken.
This isn't the first time at all that you've been in a multi-man situation. You were just in a multi-man situation. Was it last month, a couple months ago in IWA for the IWA Light Heavyweight Championship?
Correct. Sure was. I faced Navi Kai and Mason the Sound Guy. And some people thought that was a handicap match. It wasn't. It was a triple threat.
No, it was a triple threat, and you came out of the gate swinging.
Yeah, I had to, because I knew what the strategy was going to be. I was the bigger, stronger guy in the match, so I knew going into it that they were probably going to have to try to double team on me. So I was trying to get the advantage early. Ultimately, they did kind of get on top for a minute, but through strategy, I had them turn on each other. And then as soon as I saw my window, I took back over and didn't let off the gas. So, yeah, I'm not opposed to fighting multiple guys at a time.
But I also have to ask, the fans have kind of gotten on your side now. Do you feel that helps you out and might even possibly even push you over the top to where it could be that deciding factor?
Controversial question, because I could either really kill my push here with these people or I can make it work. So I see why. So I always thought it was stupid, right? I always thought, like, why people, you know, do the right thing or get the crowd behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like, acknowledge them in that fashion. I was like, why would you, the match is in front of you. Who cares what these people think? You know, it's about winning. And then I will admit it. It was, there's a reason why people thrive off that. Because when they started cheering, something else just kicked in. It was one of the most, again, bizarre things that's ever happened to me inside of a ring. I did not expect to feel the way I felt when it happened. And this is a genuine reaction. I did not know what to do with myself. All I felt was like a surge of energy and a surge of like adrenaline when they were cheering for me. And now I understand it. So I can't really call it stupid anymore. I mean, I can, but at the same time, like, I get it now. I understand it. I understand how that can help someone get over the edge. I can understand how, after watching wrestling for so many years of my life, seeing that change and seeing those people push through the adversity, because it's a real thing. It really is. And I'm hoping I get a little bit of that juice on Saturday, and hopefully not to my detriment, because we've seen people do that too, where they thrive on that crowd reaction. So they get them going and they turn their back, and then, they take their eye off the ball, trying to appease the fans, and then all of a sudden they're on their back staring at the lights or tapping out or whatever. So it's a very weird juggling thing for me, because I want to acknowledge the people and let them know that it works. But at the same
Tell you what, Jerry, I'll come out. I'll keep PYT at bay. And after you beat Playboy, we can discuss my repayment.
Hey, I'm all game. I tell you what, whoever wants to volunteer to create that barrier to make sure that this is a one-on-one opportunity for myself, you can keep championship advantage rules if you want, okay? I'm still that confident I can beat Playboy within the confines of a general one-on-one championship match. Whoever wants to do that, once I win Saturday, each and every one of them people can have a championship opportunity. Whoever wants it. You guys can draw straws. We can all do it at the same time. I don't even care. I will be that I'd be that grateful for them giving the people what they've been wanting to see, which is a legit one-on-one match between Playboy Double H and whoever, to see if he can really win on his own. Because I don't think he can.
Got Bo saying, best watch what you say about PYT. Maybe you all forget who puts the butts in the seats, puts money in your pocket, and food on your coffee table that doubles as your dinner table.
Bo, he's silly. I'm not even gonna acknowledge it.
I will because I think, yeah, Playboy does put butts in seats,
He
but those
does.
butts are the people who want to
That
see
one.
him get his butt kicked.
Sure. And that's part of the game. I can't knock it. There's a reason why people come to watch me wrestle, and that's either to watch me throw people, watch me, break people down and snap limbs, and also chant Jerry sucks. They like to be a part of the show. They like to tell me how awful I am.
Chris is saying, in reference to you getting that boost from people cheering, that you'll have to cheer extra loud on Saturday for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be an
But
awesome show.
you were talking about how, you felt that little bit of energy from people cheering you on. Do you
Yeah.
think that Playboy feels a little bit of energy by people just booing at him and hating at him?
Honestly, maybe, because I know when I'm doing my dastardly deeds and people are cheering and or excuse me, and people are booing and shouting things at me, it does get me a little riled up, so you do get a little bit of that buzz, and you do get a little bit of that adrenaline push, because your feelings kind of get kicked in, right? But so I'm gonna say yeah, I'm gonna say he does. I'm gonna say he does. I think it just depends on what the people are saying, If they're just saying, Playboy sucks or whatever, then it's probably not gonna bother him too much. But if you make him feel self-conscious about himself, it might get in his head a little bit and not really give him the drive he wants anymore.
Yeah, but let's be honest, there's really not much that Playboy can feel self-conscious about.
I don't know. Have you looked at him lately?
He's just mad because he peaked in high school.
Oh.
That could be a chant that you guys could start. You can literally say peaked in high school and just get that going. Peaked in high school.
I've heard fans, you know, call him Barbie. I've heard fans, of course, say you suck. I've even heard balding Barbie once or twice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I thought that was a really creative one.
No, we're not. We're unfortunately a family show, so I can't say the Barbie reference I normally.
Yeah, but. You can't say that on here, and we have to bleep you when you say it on commentary.
Well, I mean, you know, but do we really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm super excited for this show. There's a lot of good matches on this card. I'm looking forward to next month as well. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's in store for us next month? If I, you know, when I win this match Saturday, who's going to be my first title defense? You know, we've got Dexter and we've got Ricky Cruz wrestling each other.
Yeah.
Clearly, either one of those two guys could be in a number one contender spot. Haven't seen anything from Sid, and he stopped me. So when I win Saturday, is he in line for that championship opportunity? You know, is Playboy gonna, you know, ask for his rematch? Is another member of PYT gonna try to take the belt? You know,
what yeah, we got? Also got, you know, Chris Cade, who has been banned Chris from Cade? The show for Dexter's safety.
Yeah, for this. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that dude's deal is. I can't read that guy, you know?
Ooh,
I can't
Dexter get a good or Chris read Cade? On him.
Chris Cade. I know what Dexter's problem is, 100%.
Life crisis, Mr. Clean.
Okay. That's a little... Oh, that's for Playboy. Okay, there we go. We can say that for Playboy. But yeah, I know what Dexter's issue is. He's at a crossroads with how everything's been going lately. I think he's got,
yeah.
In my opinion, he's got a right to be frustrated for sure. But to kind of take it out the way he did, I think maybe he should have thought about that a little bit better. You know, should have thought that one through a little bit.
And we have a good comment from Josh Summers here. I wanted to bring up saying, your new attire is pretty awesome, and I kind of have to agree with that.
Yeah, I got some new gear recently. A fellow veteran once told me, he says, because I asked. So okay, I'm gonna open a you open up a can of worms here, just so you know. I'm gonna try to make this All quick, right. but you open up a can of worms. So. When I got back in the business, I had no intention to go on this trajectory that I've been on, right? I kind of knew that I was getting older. I knew that it was possible for me maybe just, you know, go in, maybe enhance some baby faces, etc. So my gear idea was to be as bland and as non-flashy as possible, hence the black and gray, right? So it doesn't matter if you're what type of competitor you are, heel or baby face, you get a splash of color in your stuff, you're going to stand out. But once the ball started rolling and I started to see how things changed very, very quickly for me, I started asking questions like, okay, I know I'm main event capable. I know I have main event talent. I know I have main event skills. There's no reason why I'm not in all these main events. I can't look at a lot of these cards around the area and go, that person that's in the main event or holding that championship is better than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at these guys, I'm like, they're not better than me. So how am I going to get there, right? The person that told me is my presentation. My presentation needs an enhancement. I was like, so that's part of it, right? So I went out and enhanced my presentation, threw some color in my gear. I had my son actually draw that that skull on the side. Ariel, there you go. My son did that. Yeah, my son drew that. So I was like, hey, you know, he likes to draw. And I just, you know, I just asked him, I said, hey, draw me a logo. Draw me what you think my character should have as a logo. And he came up with a couple variations of what you saw. And we just dwindled it down to what it is now. And we sent it to the gear maker. And he said, absolutely, I can put that on there. And the rest is history. So, yeah, so presentation, definitely had to enhance my presentation for that.
Errol saying, dude, your son making that.
Yeah, he did a great
Very
job.
impressive.
I've got a lot of compliments on that. I've gotten a lot of compliments on that gear when I posted it. I had a lot of other talent reach out to me and ask me who made my gear, so I gave them the information. But yeah, so kudos to my kiddo and kudos to my gear maker who did that. Yeah, I'm super pumped. I'm gonna probably get more made at some point. I'm gonna get some more gear made. Probably by the same person. And
See, now you need to make, some more shirts with that logo on it.
yes, and we're actually in the process of doing that. So the person in charge of my gear, or in charge of my merch, I should say, and myself, we're looking into getting shirts made with that logo on it. And I do have that logo with a shooter above it to put it on a shirt that matches the gear. So now everybody has a shirt that'll match my gear. And then as I progress or get new gear, I'll have shirts that match each set of gear. So we're gonna try
Awesome.
to we
That's
try to
the
have
way
fun
to
with
do it
it.
right there.
Yeah, so that's my game plan for the merchandising side of things.
So you think, I'm pretty sure you're going to be wearing that new gear on Saturday, right?
100%.
You think you're going to get even more of a cheer with the new gear?
I don't know. I really don't. I hope so, you know? I hope so. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're like. I said, it's such a weird it's weird water for me to tread in. It really is. I'm not used to it. And I tell everybody the same thing. I was like, you know, Ricky Bobby. I didn't know what to do with my hands. And I was just like, they're cheering. I don't know what to do, you know? So, again, yeah, that's one thing you guys can, anyone can count on from a fan standpoint is I'm gonna be honest with you for sure. 100%. Whether you like me or you hate me, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna treat people the way I think they should be treated. So if I'm coming at a certain person, there's a reason for it. If it's because they have something I want, or if I feel like they're being fraudulent and they need to be exposed, or you know, if I'm giving someone an opportunity, right? If I've said this from day one, and I even said it on my post today. Anybody wants to jump in this chat and talk their smack and call me out and want to wrestle or fight, do it. You know, I'm giving everybody a platform who may want to work with me to do it.
I mean, so far you got Reinhardt the Hooligan wanting to take you up on that offer.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, and then we got Ariel asking question of earlier you mentioned you mostly tried to ignore the crowd, but last show the crowd impacted you. Do you think this will be a help or a hindrance at the next show?
I'm hoping it's a help because I'm not gonna lie, it did help. It did help with the last show. It really did. So I'm hoping it does the same.
Well, speaking of the crowd, they busted out the infamous Jerry chant for you at the last show. And
Yeah.
I think that the whole, the Jerry chant is a really good segue into, one of my favorite parts of the show. And that, of course, is shock therapy. Now, for anybody new here, the way that shock therapy works is we're going to be asking our guests a series of three multiple choice questions. They get two out of the three right. One of our live viewers will win a prize, and this week it's a double package. You get the infamous signed poster from everybody at the show, but you also receive two tickets to excuse me, to NGW Retribution Saturday at the Lou Civic Center in Muskuta, Illinois. And this week, you will be playing for Jennifer Lindhorst.
Oh, okay. Let's hope I don't mess this up.
Oh, I hope not, but, you know, you've been on the show before. You know that we like to tailor our questions to our guests as much as possible. So, given that the NGW crowd gave you a wonderful Jerry chant at the last show, which led to your title match against Playboy Double H upcoming this Saturday, I figured it would be most appropriate to ask you questions about the other most famous man to get a Jerry chant, Jerry Springer. Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right. Your first question. Before becoming a TV host, Jerry Springer held public office. What job did he have? Was it A, the King of Ohio, B, the Visitor Center Director in Dudleyville, Illinois, C, Supreme Overlord of Burger Town, or D, the Mayor of Cincinnati?
Oh my gosh. I honestly have no idea. I have no clue. It's got, well, obviously it's not A or C, I tell you that. I don't think it's Dudleyville, Illinois either. So, you know what? Let's go. What, Guido?
I wasn't going to say anything.
I don't know.
I'll save it for after you answer.
Let's go big. Let's go Mayor of Cincinnati.
You go big, the Mayor of Cincinnati, and you are correct. Jerry Springer was actually the Mayor of Cincinnati for a short period of time.
That's why he got cheered all the time.
But you know, I find it interesting that you were considering the Visitor Center Director in Dudleyville, Illinois, because you know why that's interesting to me, Jerry?
Why is that?
Because there is, in fact, a Dudleyville, Illinois.
But interestingly enough, I was able to meet the Visitor's Center Director of Dudleyville, Illinois. It's actually Public Sector Dudley's, one of the lesser known Dudley's.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I should have taken more time to work on that one.
All right. You have one down. You have two more questions, but you just need to get one more right to win those tickets for Jennifer. Are you ready for the second question?
Yes.
All right. Your second question is, before his talk show days, Jerry Springer worked at a local TV news station. What was his role? Was it A, a news anchor, B, the puppet master for the weather map, C, the guy who held the microphone cable, or D, professional coffee fetcher?
Let's go A, news anchor.
A, news anchor? And you are correct. He was actually a news anchor. Now we have a wonderful picture of him here at News 5 in, can you guess which city he was news anchor in?
Probably Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I wonder how he was able to become mayor.
I'm still saying, I think that was the same hairstyle David Letterman had when he was the weather guy in Muncie, Indiana.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Now I'm looking at him like, yeah, at this point in his life, Jerry Springer does kind of look like David Letterman. All right, but you got two right. So you have won that signed poster and those tickets for Jennifer. So congratulations to Jennifer. But, you know, we still have a third question in the barrel. Want to see if you can go 3 for 3?
Absolutely. All I do is win, man.
All right. Your third question is, Jerry Springer had a surprise cameo on what hit reality show? Was it A, Extreme Stamp Collecting Live, B, America's Next Top Plumber, C, Dancing with the Stars, or D, The Great Indoor Camping Challenge?
Let's go. I mean, the only one that actually sounds like a legit show is C, Dancing with the Stars. That's what I'm going with, C. I'm gonna take the easy one.
I could hear the nervousness in your voice thinking that I'm trying to trick you.
Yes.
But you're going but with, C, the easy one. With the stars?
Yes.
And you are correct. It is C, Dancing with the Stars.
Hey. The perfect round of high voltage.
Hey, look at that.
You got 3 out of 3 right. You won not only the post signed poster, but the tickets for Jennifer as well.
Nice.
So congratulations to Jerry. Congratulations to Jennifer.
Yep, we look forward to seeing you this Saturday.
Oh, most definitely.
Absolutely. Be awesome.
Yeah, we had. Oh, we got comments. Chris is saying that she needs all of your merch.
All the merch. I'm sure if I just gave her my clothes, she'd wear it. The shirt off my back.
Challenging you to fight in Chili's parking lot.
Wait. Why the Chili's parking lot? Not good enough for Waffle House? Come on.
Hey, we got a Waffle House around here where I'm at.
I think Ryan R. the Hooligan's trying to be a little bit fancy, going with Chili's, a little bit more of an upscale establishment.
Yep. These guys just going at each other. I love it. It's great. I love to bring people together, you know?
Bone Runner seems to be going at it in the chats here.
I just love bringing people together, you know?
And of course, we have, you know, Dardar saying that Guido and Jerry made my phone die.
No, yeah, sure. Blame us for the fact you didn't charge it in time.
I don't know how you two made her phone die.
I'm beginning to think people think I have these powers I don't have. Jerry, any thoughts?
I mean, it must be like a bald guy thing. We have mysterious powers.
That doesn't surprise me. Guido, apparently Dara has signed for you, and now it's going in the trash.
Well, I guess he ain't missing much then. You know, it wasn't that good. She just needed an excuse to throw it away.
Let's see, Justice Savage is saying that Reinar was banned from Waffle House. It's a long story that involved 2 hobbits and a chimpanzee.
Oh, now I want to hear that story.
That I would believe. I would believe that.
I mean, that already sounds a bit more exciting than the Randy Savage Waffle House story. You know, I'm just...
All right. So let's see.
For my money, Jerry. You know, I know that, Guido tends not to actually be impartial, you know.
Sure.
Unlike our referees, you know, absolutely, totally impartial, despite what, you know, Dardar may say about some of them. So, and given Guido's past with Playboy, I'm pretty sure that Guido's rooting for you on Saturday.
Yeah, I would gladly. I think maybe Dardar might be the only one rooting for Playboy on Saturday.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of torn.
Oh,
because
okay.
As much as I want to see Playboy get his comeuppance for all the shenanigans he's been pulling for the past few years, you know, especially after cashing in his right to fight contract against Dexter after tricking everybody into thinking that he wasn't even going to be there.
Yeah, very smart.
But at the same point in time, as a photographer, I absolutely love getting the shots of the entirety of PYT standing there holding gold, just standing over, doing the pose in the middle of the ring over whoever Playboy just defeated.
Okay. I mean, that's a you being a cameraman, you being the your profession is capturing the moments and images. I can see that. I can't even fault you for it. But how awesome of an image would it be to see myself standing over Playboy holding the NGW championship?
See, that could
That could be the headline of 2025 so far.
Yeah, I mean,
right? That could be the headline.
I'm seeing it in my head. You know, I'm going to have to go from the other side of the ring so that way I can get the crowd, the entire crowd cheering with you standing over Playboy holding the belt up.
Yeah. That could be the image of the year.
Jerry chant. That'd be
image of the year.
That'd be a good image. That would be a good image.
It would. It'd be image of the year.
Award camera guy.
I could.
It would be like
I already have quite a few shots of Playboy standing victorious over a whole lot of people.
As you do myself.
But I don't have one of Jerry standing victorious over Playboy Double H.
Nope. No, you don't. Saturday you will, though. Saturday you will.
Now, I can take him out. Have you gone one-on-one against Playboy Double H before? I have,
but different circumstances.
Oh, what were those circumstances?
Well, the circumstances were it wasn't a title opportunity. Okay. We both had a mutual understanding at the time because the match was for a championship opportunity. So I don't think Playboy wanted to get his ass kicked by me. And I didn't want to get jumped by PYT, right? So we had a mutual understanding that if we both don't lose, the both of us win. So we both get the championship opportunity.
Oh, yes.
And then we can hash it out later, right?
I remember, yes.
Yeah, that was the strategy. So we sat in the ring for quite a while and did nothing. The crowd didn't like that. So, but I enjoyed it because I thought it was hilarious. And then the promoter was not happy at all. So he kind of kept running in and we had to keep fleeing the scene, thus delaying our match. So still worked to our advantage. So we thought. Then the promoter threatened to fire both of us. So neither one of us were going to get a championship match if we were both fired. So we decided to wrestle. But he didn't specify. We decided to thumb wrestle.
Yes.
So we started thumb wrestling. And once again, the promoter was not very happy about that. And he came flying into the ring, threatened our lives, and also once again threatened to fire us. So we had to actually wrestle. And we did wrestle each other. And it was pretty even for the most part. Up until Virgil smashed me in the head with a briefcase. And and PYT'd myself right out of a championship title match. So, yeah. What I thought was supposed to be a mutual understanding, I got a little double-crossed, and then thank you, come again, PYT, yeah. And Playboy Double H.
That was an MMWA annihilation.
Yes, it was. So.
And it was Playboy who actually nailed you with the briefcase. Virgil sent it into him. Yes.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, either way, I don't. Truthfully, I could. That could have led to a concussion. I don't know. But all I know is it exploded off my head. I can tell you that.
The referee's back was turned at the time, thanks to Nikki Monroe.
Yeah, you may have a picture of it somewhere. In fact,
oh,
I do.
I just pulled it
up. I was like,
the second you started talking about it, I remembered it. But you know, I have this thing. You know, I have seen so many matches, so many promotions.
Yeah.
At this point, it is so very difficult for me to keep them straight.
Yeah, differentiate. I get it. Yeah. I forget about stuff that I even wrestle in. So,
I mean, I'm sure Guido feels the same way about that. We've just seen so much in the past few years that it's hard to keep everything straight. I can't remember every single matchup I've seen.
No, it's impossible. We'll remember this one.
It's just really, really hard.
I mean, I do save a special place in my brain for the times that Playboy loses, though.
That's right.
Because it's usually a big deal. But, yeah, you make a good point. So, yeah, I kind of am rooting for you now.
I don't blame you. I'm pretty awesome.
Which, of course, means that Dardar is probably going to throw my sign in the trash right next to Guido's.
Nah. Nah. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm just selling myself for the show. I'm selling myself to get some cheers, maybe get some booze. Who knows, right? I mean, quite frankly, by default, I'm going to get cheered. I mean, people are so tired of Playboy Double H anyway. Like I think they would cheer for anybody. They would cheer for Scott if Scott wrestled him.
Well, you know, funny you mentioned Scott. He dropped in the comments here a little bit ago saying this Saturday it will not be hashtag Scott's fault, because unfortunately Scott will not
be there.
Join us at the show. But yeah, you know, I will contend that it might be hashtag Scott's fault, because Scott would not be the referee for the match.
That's true. That's true. Although, yeah. Although some of his matches do kind of get away from him a little bit. So who knows who I'm going to get as my referee. But
well, we won't know that until Saturday.
That's right. So Saturday. Yeah.
Unless Guido has a little bit of an inside line on that.
Oh, let's do it.
Wait. Got an inside line, Guido?
Oh, on who's going to win or what?
No, on who the ref is going to be.
I'm treated like a mushroom. I'm fed nothing and kept in the dark.
We have Dardar suggesting Donde.
Hey, I'm fine with it. Because all he's got to do is witness Playboy tapping out, and that's it. I don't need him to count to three.
That's a good point.
Are we, I know this is kind of an oddball question. I know normally on this platform, we mostly talk about NGW, but I have noticed that you've had some MMWA talent on here as well.
Yes.
And obviously we talk about IWA Productions as well. We all know that, but the new one is the MMWA thing. So, I've got some breaking news.
Oh. All right, Jerry. You know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Breaking news. Officially unofficial. Okay.
Officially unofficial.
Officially unofficial, because it hasn't, because card's subject to change. Okay. Right?
Okay.
Officially unofficial. October 11th at the South Broadway Athletic Club, yours truly will be facing the one, the only, Ricky Cruz.
Whoa.
Yep.
That is big
time. That is breaking news. We found out potentially today. The ink isn't necessarily dry yet, but that's what they're leaning into as of right now. So we'll see. I'm hoping they stick with it, because that will be a huge match for me. I did get to wrestle him once before, came up short. So I want to get my, I want to avenge my loss. And also I think it makes me better. Ricky Snooze. Yes. Ricky Snooze.
Yeah.
The Ricky Snooze. Yeah. So that's going to be a big match. It's like I was saying earlier in the show with, you know, having I've got a lot of big matches coming up. Like I said, this one's huge for me. I'm heavily focused on this Saturday for sure. First and foremost, my number one priority at this point in time is winning the NGW championship, like bar none. Then everything else after that. Once I'm done and I'm win my NGW championship, I will go over to Ignite and I will win back my Ignite Outburst championship, which will be held in a 30-minute Ironman match, submission only, no rules. So that's a big match. That's something I've never done before as an Ironman, specifically an Ironman submission. So kind of silly he walked right into that. So I'm going to be Outburst champion again here in about 3 weeks. And then after that, I now have Ricky Cruz at the South Broadway Athletic Club. So I'm just hitting big matches after big matches.
You have such a busy month.
Yep. And then I think the very next night we're going up to, I have a booking at the Galley Lucha Libre show in Chicago in October. Yeah. And then I don't know who my opponent is at NGW in October. I guess it depends on, well, who they want the number one contender to be or who stakes claim the number one contender after I win Saturday. And then IWA Productions, I don't know who my number one contender for my light heavyweight championship is. So I've got nothing but big matches coming up.
Yeah. Definitely nothing wrong with that.
No,
yeah.
Not at all.
I'm going to be batting 1,000 here, boys.
Oh, we got Peggy Minder in the chat saying Cruz can't lose.
Well, you know, yes, he can. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen him lose with my eyes.
I have too. I have seen.
Doesn't happen very often.
Ricky Cruz lose to Playboy Double H.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but
yeah. Well, you know, I don't think those count.
There's a little assistance there.
Yeah, I don't think those count. That's like saying I lost a preacher. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I really didn't.
All right, Jerry, I got something for you.
Okay.
Because, you know, I gave you the being able to do a breaking news segment.
Sure.
So now I get to do.
Ooh.
Since you said you don't know who your opponent is going to be for Paint the Town Pink, the next IWA production show on Saturday, October 25th. Would you like to know who you'll be facing?
Sure. Honest, hang on, before you reveal it, does it really matter? Does it really matter?
I think it does.
I don't think it does. I've done ran through that entire division like 3 times over again.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of a catch to this one.
Oh, okay. Well, now you've piqued my interest. Let's see. What do we got?
You are going to be facing Shrapnel with Savage.
Okay, I didn't expect that one.
I'm pretty sure the with Savage is that Savage is going to be in Shrapnel's corner, but there is the sheer fact that the Monster Savage will be out there for the match.
Ah, well, you know. Okay. That is a curveball. That's a curveball. I've not faced Shrapnel one-on-one yet, ever.
Really?
So it'll be a pleasure. It will be a honor throwing him around just like I do everybody else.
Well, the downside is that Shrapnel's already used to being thrown around, mostly by Savage, mostly at other people.
Right. Well, he can't do that in this match. I mean, maybe, or can he? Is that considered illegal? Because technically,
okay,
Savage wouldn't be touching me.
That's a good question. Is it going to be legal in that match for Savage to pick up Shrapnel and throw Shrapnel at you? Because Shrapnel is the competitor.
Right.
This feels like one of those questions you guys.
Shrapnel also be a weapon.
That's on here.
But also, would Shrapnel win by disqualification because of outside interference? Right?
Feels like one of those Scott questions.
It does. I personally think that that gives me an advantage. Because of championship advantage, right? So if Savage does put his hand on a competitor, regardless if it's myself or Shrapnel, that should, by the rules, be a disqualification.
Shrapnel, if Savage is essentially acting as Shrapnel's manager during that match,
we know that the manager can touch the manager.
But Chris is saying that she's going to be in Morgan's corner, and Savage is going to feel her. You know, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but there are very few people that I actually shy away from when they are walking next to me or near me when I'm outside of a ring or they're making their entrance. And those two people just so happen to be Savage and Bruno Shaman, because they scare the ever-living hell out of me.
I mean, I can see why. They're very big individuals, you know, and they have very menacing personas.
I mean, Savage is so scary that when I got put in the IWA Rumble, I just yeeted myself out of the ring because Savage was coming up to me.
Yeah, my dumbass jumped on his back, so not a good idea. That was probably after I was about a half hour or 40 minutes deep into the match anyway.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, interesting,
now,
interesting
now
times.
The only unknown for you over the next month is who you'll be facing next month at NGW at Forsaken.
That's right. So it'll be probably defending my newly won NGW Heavyweight Championship. So go ahead and get your flyers made now. I'll be wearing that after this Saturday. So, again, I'm really looking forward to doing this. It gives me a big opportunity once again to collect another championship. It gives me an opportunity to prove to anyone that even thought about doubting it that I am a main event guy, and I have been. It's just very funny to me that it hasn't happened sooner, to be quite honest. Because like I said, I've seen a lot of the main event pictures in a lot of places, and I'm honestly not impressed by a lot of them. So there's a reason why they don't put me in those situations, and I'll just leave it at that. You know, there's a reason why they don't put me up there, because once they do, it's gonna ruin it for everybody. So with that said, I'm looking forward to representing NGW in a very classic style of ass kickery and championship defenses. I'll be looking forward to hanging on to my light heavyweight championship. I'll be looking forward to regaining my Outburst championship. Dexter's in deep trouble. He messed up. I know he's going through it right now, and he thinks he's on the right path of you know, being this, you know, not so good guy anymore. Like, he's got this more of an edge to him all of a sudden, and he's got like this animosity, but I'm different, and you put me in an environment where there's no rules and it's all about submissions. You're not walking out of there. You're not walking out of there win, lose, or draw ever the same. Something's going to hurt for the rest of your life, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one too. And that's going to be October 4th.
Correct. Yeah. So I got a whole laundry list of people to beat up on. I'm super excited for it. Right before the holidays.
You only got 1 week off this next upcoming month, don't you?
Yeah, actually, I want to say
next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. There was another show that was not happening. Was it NGW? No. I don't remember. What didn't we have a month that had like 5 weekends in it or something? 5 Saturdays? What was it?
Yeah, because you got next week or this weekend, NGW. Next weekend
August.
Would normally be IWA, but there's no IWA.
It was August.
Yeah.
August, there was a week in there where we didn't have a show, where I had a week off. But prior to that, I don't think I had a week off the whole year. I think I was booked every Saturday the whole year, except that August. So I've been a very busy person with wrestling.
Yeah, I see you almost as much as I see Playboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I want to go ahead and wish you the best of luck for Saturday.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I'm definitely probably going to need it, not going to lie, with PYT being there. So, again, once somebody wants to step up and keep them away, I'm all for it. I will repay with a championship opportunity once I win it.
Now, Guido, are you going to try to get a Jerry chant started as Jerry's coming out?
I don't think they need my help to start a Jerry chant. I think these fans are so excited because like I said, you know, we're going to find out, will the numbers game keep the title on Playboy, or will Playboy be going through the infamous championship diet, losing 10 pounds in 3 seconds?
Peggy, you need it. Not nice. Not nice, Peggy. I'm not gonna, you know what? I don't need luck, okay? I don't need luck. I don't need it. I already know I'm better. I'm gonna run him into the ground.
You have strategy.
I'm just gonna run him into the ground. I'm gonna force them to tip their hand early. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yep.
What you're saying is you're planning on coming into the match hot.
Oh, for sure. I'm gonna wear him out within probably the first 2 or 3 minutes.
Like I was told.
Go ahead, Guido.
It was like I was told by a wise man a long time ago, luck is the crutch of the unprepared.
Correct. I'm definitely prepared. I'm definitely in shape. I'm definitely going to be well rested for sure. So he's in trouble. That's all there is to it. Playboy's in deep, deep water. He's not wrestled anybody like me in a very long time, if ever. I don't think I've ever seen him wrestle anybody like me before. So, yeah, he's gonna be feeling it for sure.
He's in for it.
Yeah, he's in for it. It's gonna be a nice change of pace, regardless. So, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I appreciate you guys letting me come on and even go over on time a little bit here.
I'm a little long-winded sometimes. We appreciate having you. I mean, we couldn't turn you down when you're right there in the chat going, hey.
Well, I mean, I always watch the show. Yeah, I always watch the show. And, you know, there's just guys on here, and in my opinion, that are getting the platform, and they quite frankly don't deserve it or earned it, in my opinion. There's other people on here that are just new, shiny, come-and-go kind of guys, you know. There are also guys that just don't show their authentic self on here, you know? And I'm not afraid to do that. I'm not afraid to be my authentic self, whether you cheer me or boo me, I'm going to be the same guy. Yeah, I might be a little more intense because I'm about to compete, and I'm about to, you know, I got to get in a certain mindset to hurt people. But, you know, it'd be kind of more strange if I was like that all the time, you know? But in my opinion, it's I like being on these platforms. I like being able to say my piece and kind of peel the curtain back a little bit if I can, and kind of give people a bit of insight to where a competitor's mindset is, or different aspects of the business, or, you know, like we talked about the whole gear thing. How often do people talk about their gear and then why they did it and all that kind of stuff, you know? Like you can try to kayfabe it up all you want and be Mr. Tough Guy, Bad Guy, but no one's going to buy that, you know? The harsh reality is I'm very similar to outside as I am inside. It's just I'm a nicer person most time. You have to kind of push my buttons to get me to be that mean Jerry that you see in the ring, you know? But when it comes to competing and wanting that spot, I used to not even care about it. That was not ever the main focus for me. Belts and championships and main events, I that was not even anywhere on my radar. But once I realized my value and what I bring to the table, that's all I've been thinking about lately. That's all I've been thinking about lately is how I'm looking at the landscape and I'm like, this person's not better than me. That person's not better than me. That person's not better than me. What am I doing that I need to get better at in order to put me in that spot? Not why. Why are you not picking me? Why am I not featured here? Why am I not featured there? It's what can I do to make myself better to give them no choice? Like you can't argue it. Like when you check the boxes, there's very few boxes I don't have checked, you know? So for me, it's the gear. I had to get invested in the gear, you know, coming from someone who's been in the game a long time, that's what their advice was. So I'm not going to not listen to that person. Let's put it like that. But yeah, Saturday's super important to me. I get to show people why I'm in the main event. I get to show people why I'm going to stay in the main event picture. No matter where I go, I'm going to force their hand to put me in positions that make them uncomfortable. And that's putting me in championship positions. And that's uncomfortable because they know that it's not going to be easy for anyone to take that off of me. They're going to have a lot of top guys and crapping their pants. That's what I put like that.
Well, most definitely, in between me shouting at you to look at me when you have somebody in a hold, I'll be cheering you on.
Yeah, I will admit, I'm sorry. My priority isn't looking for you while I'm trying to twist someone's head off.
That's fair. You're kind of busy at that point.
You know, I know. So Jeff was on last time, right? He was on last week. And I remember seeing part of the show where he said, well, I'm always looking for the camera. You know, great pro wrestlers always looking for the camera. I get that. But at the same time, I'm in the process of trying to break someone's limb. You're going to get the shot if I do it or not.
Yeah, I'll try to be in the best place.
Right. So like,
but you know what? Here's the thing too, though, is that you also aren't looking out for the camera guy when you're trying to escape a hold either.
No, that was an accident. I know what you're gonna say.
Well, what was I gonna say?
That I was trying to escape a hold and I kicked you.
Yes, you did.
I kicked your camera.
I mean, I was right there for the perfect shot. And I did get the perfect shot of you trying to escape from Butcher's hold there at MMWA. But I also got a really good shot of the bottom of your boot.
Yeah, I honestly didn't even feel it.
I
could have thought it was the rope, to be honest, because I think that's what I went for, was getting my foot on the rope.
You were trying to get your foot on the rope so you'd have to break the hold, yeah.
Yep. But yeah. But no, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'll do these as many as I
you coming on.
I'll do them as many as I can. As many as you'll have me, I'll hop on and run my mouth, and I might get a little redundant after a while. But
well, if you're successful, you know, this weekend, we'll definitely have to have you on again because you're gonna have to be talking about how you took down Playboy.
Yeah, taking down Playboy and stealing the main event spotlight.
All right, but thank you again for joining us tonight. We're going to go ahead and let you go, and you have a wonderful evening there, Jerry.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Oh, you ready? You ready, Guido?
Well, I'm not going to lie. If I wasn't before, I am now. we have a great car from top to bottom. So if you don't have your tickets now, for NGW Retribution, what's keeping you? NewGenesisWrestling.ticketleap.com. You know, tickets will be available at the door if you wish. Oh, NGW. Thank you, New Genesis Wrestling, for reminding me.
God give everybody the right link there, Guido.
My apologies. It's been a minute since I've talked about advanced tickets here.
But, you know, of course, you know, we're going to be having Navi taking on Shrapnel.
I mean, no, that's the thing. It's, you know, I know Shrapnel's been, it's, you know, he's still trying to get back in the rhythm of wrestling since he had to take so long.
You know, I don't think he needs to get back in the rhythm. The first thing he did when he came back was a drop kick from the top rope into Bruno Shaman. You don't need to make much more of a statement than that.
But still, I'm not going to lie. It's hard to game plan for someone like Navi Kai. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Oh, me too. And as we covered a little bit earlier, the fam is going to be taking on PYT's Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks, trying to become the first ever three-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
I mean, this match is quite literally youth and exuberance versus old age and treachery. I want to see the fam get those titles back and become the first ever three-time NGW Tag Team Champions. But Tobias and Marco, those guys are on another level. And even without the help of the rest of PYT, that's going to be a long night for the fam. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying it's going to be difficult.
And we're going to be seeing Dexter taking on Ricky Cruz. You know, Dexter slapped Ricky after... you know, a little bit of an altercation there after the end of the main event there at Scorched Earth. And, you know, he kicked Chris Cade. Chris Cade's been banned from the building for Dexter's protection because Chris Cade really wants to get his hands on Dexter.
Well, yeah, he kicked him in the five hole, man.
Yeah. And then we are also going to be seeing... Manson taking on Reinhard the Hooligan.
Yes, the disciple, you know, versus the real Viking.
Yeah, Scott calls Manson, you know, the creepy little bastard.
Not wrong there, but but
we're going to have Logan taking on Preacher for the Lightning Division Championship.
Again, it's another exciting one, but let's also not forget, where Preacher goes, the rest of the Gospel of Damnation is not far behind. So
yeah, definitely know that one of the guys did, you know, Manson has a match, but another member of the Gospel of Damnation, Lexi Green, is going to be looking to become the first ever NGW Women's Champion. But so Shaza McKenzie.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Both these women are traveled, are well-traveled, well-disciplined, well-trained, are incredible talents in their own rights. But only one can be the first ever NGW Women's Champion. That beautiful belt has been sitting at my announce table. Okay, sorry. I lay claim ownership to it, but it's been sitting at the announce table just begging for someone to take possession of it. And Big Mama Love, the legend herself, will be awarding that title belt. Yes. Get the graphic up here. Awesome. But remember, much like Highlander, there can be only one. So will it be Lexi? Will it be Shaza? You have to come to the Lou Civic Center in Muskoda and find out for yourself.
Yeah, but not only that, we're going to have the newest returning member of PYT, Chairman Curtis Payne. And he's got something to say.
I'm sure he does. I don't know if I'm looking forward to hearing him, but I'm sure he's...
We're also going
to
be hearing from LVK. LVK.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
victory over Reinhard last month.
I know, exactly. And it'd be good to hear from him, see what his plans are going forward in New Genesis Wrestling.
And then, of course, we'll have the main event. Current NGW Heavyweight Champion Playboy Double H taking on the Shooter Jerry Morgan, which we're going to have to get some new promotional material of Jerry in his new year.
Oh, totally. And I mean, this is the thing. It's, you know, we spent, you know, almost an hour and a half talking with Jerry Morgan about what his plans are. You know, he's not lacking in confidence, and confidence is going to be a good thing to have in this case. You know, like I said, it's going to be, will, you know, it's not will any members of PYT show up. It'll be how many. And I'm hoping he's prepared. I really hope there's backup for him.
Yeah, well,
because if it.
Oh, go ahead, Guido.
Because if, like I said, if the rest of PYT is neutralized, it could be a very long night for Playboy, and he could be going through the championship diet, losing 10 pounds in 3 seconds.
Well, you know, we had Reinhardt in the chat saying, you know, he ain't got a problem helping out Jerry. You know, just last month we saw Logan and Shrapnel, both of whom we know are going to be present, help out Jerry in his match against Preacher a little bit. So there might be a couple hands on deck to help him out. I don't know. But the one way to find out is going to be there on Saturday at the Lou Civic Center in Muskoka, Illinois.
Exactly. Get your tickets now.
But I want to thank Jerry again for coming on here tonight. I want to thank Guido for popping in, helping me out here as always. And, of course, I also want to thank our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muskoka, Illinois, the Ringside Buffet out in Mount Vernon, and our newest sponsor, ATS Collectibles, out in Smithton, Illinois. Guido, do you have a chance to check out their table at the last show?
I did, and I know if I do it again, I am probably going broke.
All right, but everybody make sure that you get your tickets right now. Make sure that we'll see you on Saturday. Give us a top rope elbow drop on that like button. Give us a subscribe, share us around. We will see you Saturday, and we will also see you next week. Thank you for joining us.
Just got back from a walk. Just thinking about how people are saying that I turned my back on NGW. I turned my back on the fans. I turned my back on Ricky Cruz. No. If you go back and watch this last year, you'll see who turned whose back on who. Everybody was so happy when I turned on the New Deal. Stood up for myself. That lasted all of about a month. Because the moment I got my due, you were on to somebody else. Ricky Cruz, that was you. The fans love you. NGW management loves you. You're the Puerto Rican sensation. This is the lesson I'm trying to teach you right now, so please listen. You might be popular now. They may love you now. Give it a few months. They won't love you anymore. You see, that's what happened to me. I'm not bitter. I'm not upset. It just opened my eyes. You know, I thought I had people in my corner. I thought you were in my corner. Turns out you weren't. That's okay. That's on me. That's on me for believing in you. So Retribution this Saturday, September 20th, Muskoka, Illinois. We're going to run this match back one more time. This time it's not friendly competition. This time it's not to see who the best wrestler is. This time it is to beat your ass. I tried teaching you a lesson. You didn't listen. But you know what? I'm known to be a pretty good teacher. So, Ricky, I'll see you out in that ring in the scooter.